The product, you've looked at the back, now we're going to the front.
Let's take it to
this
the front.
This is where the juice is.
Oh yeah, this is where there can be a lot of marketing, a lot of claims, interesting claims. So walk us through that. What is it that you want to look at? Now, quick fire. What are the words that we should be looking out for?
Multigrain. If it says multigrain, it sounds like, oh my gosh, it's so healthy. Oh. But all what it is that it just means that in that product, it contains at least one grain. That's all it means. So you still have to make sure that what grain is it and the quantity. Because it can say multigrain, but the quantity back into the ingredients is not enough.
Yeah.
So multigrain is not all good. You must still check, unless the product is marketed as whole grain.
Mm.
Multigrain and whole grain are two different things. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. What about natural? That's another one. Hey.
Natural does not necessarily mean that the product resembles anything natural or from ground or from earth or anything like that. All it just means is that at some point, the maker of that product worked with a natural source. So you can find that they took apples and they made applesauce, or they made apple water or apple juice. And from that, they added that apple juice into the product. But it doesn't mean anything much.
Oh, and organic. That's another one. Oh, organic.
Again, organic says very little about the nutritional value of the food item in terms of how much nutrients it actually contains. It's more of an agricultural term than a food or nutrition term. So whether you prefer organic or non-organic is really not a discussion when it comes to us dietitians. Like, whatever you choose based on your ethics or agricultural preferences, but it has nothing to do with nutrition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Quick fire, if you can give us maybe three more.
I'll say no added sugar. When you see no added sugar, again, still go back into the nutritional panel and look into what type of sugar is it? Is it the natural sugar or what's happening? Because you find that some foods are naturally high in sugar.
Yeah.
And the fact that they don't have any added sugar doesn't mean they're healthy or unhealthy or whatever the case is. You still have to go to the ingredients list and check what's happening. The other popular one is gluten-free. Gluten-free doesn't mean healthy. It doesn't mean that a product is gluten-free, so it's healthier than the second product. All what it means is that it doesn't contain wheat, spelt, rye, or barley. And you find that some gluten-free products are actually very ultra-processed.
Yeah.
So gluten-free...